Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel and I am a supervisor. How can I assist, please?
I need to see about getting a refund, please.
So that I can further assist, I do need to get your account pulled up. If you would please provide me with your zip code.
46705.
Okay, 46705, and thank you. And one moment, please. All right, and if I could also please have your first and last name.
Andrea Null.
Okay, thank you for that information while I access your account. Okay, just a moment here. Okay, and for security purposes, please verify your address.
408 West Lincoln Street, Ashley, Indiana.
Okay, and thank you for that information. Pardon me. And if you would also please provide or verify your email address.
Andrea Marie 07 at Yahoo.
Okay, thank you. And please verify your phone number.
260-573-1158.
Okay, thank you so much. So
let me just I didn't have to verify that much information for the first two calls.
Okay, it'll be just a moment. All right, so I have gotten an account located that is showing your, pardon me, your first and last name. It does show your address as the shipping and the billing address. Also, it does show your email as well as the phone number. And the system is showing canceled accounts for two products here, the Vital Care Cleanse Master and also the Vital Care Keto Gummies. And once again, how is it that I can assist?
Well, first, I'm not, they didn't do anything for me. I wasn't satisfied with the keto gummies. I didn't even open the Cleanse Master because of the keto gummies. Also, on the ordering page that I was ordering from, it didn't say anything about calling back within 7 days and being charged over $200. And I called and talked to a lady, and I should have written down her name, but I didn't get it on Monday. And she said she verified to me in the phone call that the ordering site that I ordered off of didn't say anything about all the terms, the being charged that over $200 within 7 days. And that was on, she said it was on a different, a completely different website. So I was completely misinformed. Had I known that, I would not have started a trial for these.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if you did review terms and conditions. We are a third-party call center that does not place the orders. So let me see if it would, if it shows us the webpage that you checked out on, which would be the only way. The company does have a main website, but they have one set of terms and conditions, of course, which is a legal document.
Right. I had to search for the website because the site that I ordered from, I typed it back in on my web browser to find these terms and conditions, and it said website not found. So I had to dig to even figure out where these came from.
Well, let's see. I'm looking back to Let me just a moment. And I did mention that the accounts are canceled, so there's no more billing and shipping. It does show that you paid the shipping and handling on May 15th. But when I go back to where you paid the shipping and handling, in the system notes, it doesn't detail to us the website that you were on. So
what does that say?
It doesn't show a website, ma'am, where you checked out, which means it would be a web page that would be showing in the system notes where the customer checked out when you placed the orders and made the payment. It doesn't show us that information here.
Oh, I thought you said it did.
No, ma'am, it does not.
Okay, well, the first lady that I talked to on Monday said that she verified it to me. And she said that the calls were recorded. So, I mean, you can always go back and listen.
Yeah, there is a department that does manage the recorded calls. But the line is still recorded. But when I go back to May 15th, when the orders was placed, it does not show a web page. Now, lots of times when these orders, customers complete surveys. Did you complete a survey?
I can't remember.
You don't remember? Either it's the completing of a survey, the response of something on social media like Facebook is pretty popular. But even when it's something through Facebook, there's a link through the Facebook page that connects to a website. So you still, it's still an online order.
Yeah.
But no, it doesn't. It doesn't show us here on the page that you checked out on. The company itself does have a main website, which of course does state their terms and conditions at the bottom of the page where you don't have to place an order and go back through placing the order to review terms again. It's usually located in more than one place. But here we provide customer service for quite a few online companies. So it's just time. Sometimes people are going through the orders so quickly that they actually may not review all of the information. Sometimes they review information afterwards. But it does not show here just for confirmation. Did you provide them with the web page, the person that you spoke with?
Yeah.
Okay. Even with a website where you said that you placed the order, we can't confirm with you for the order or for the website that it shows because it doesn't give us that web page. Not disputing that you didn't place it there, but I just wouldn't be able to confirm it one way or the other since it doesn't give us the website.
I mean, I took a screenshot, so I have a photo of it, of where I ordered from.
Okay.
So I looked at that screenshot and went back, typed in that website, and it said website not found, which was one of the red flags.
Okay, well, I can note that here. If it was advertisement, sometimes companies rent domains if it's some type of special, and I can note that here, but once again, I still can't confirm it one way or the other unless we show or have an actual website on our side. It is showing that you called in on the 27th of June.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It says that you disputed the charge.
Yeah, because I didn't see any terms and conditions of charging me within 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what it was for. Plus, the description of the charge did not even come close to matching the website that I ordered from or the brand name on these bottles.
Okay, well, I can't have a comment on that because the product name is the name that I just provided to you here, which is Vital Care Cleanse and Vital Care Keto Gummies.
Yeah, that it didn't say that on, it said Amplify. I don't know what Amplify is.
I don't know what that is either. It is noted here that you said that you lost the dispute. What did your bank or card company tell you in their findings?
They said that, well, the first time they called, which was when I, right after I filed it. And the lady that I talked to on Monday, the 27th, said that she didn't even see, like, whoever my bank talked to didn't even put notes in my account that they talked to my bank. But she said that the lady that I talked to from my bank told me that they denied it only because whoever they talked to with you guys said that there were terms and conditions, but they hadn't seen my, like, the screenshot and all that to show where exactly what it said when I ordered.
Excuse me. Okay. No, I don't see a notation. Well, I haven't looked all the way through the account either. Do you know when the bank called?
Well, they called a second time on Monday, the 27th, right after I called. Well, not right after, but...
Okay, but you had already disputed, though, before your bank called and the representative that you spoke with.
The only way she knew that was because I said, I just mentioned something.
Right. It's not a trick question. I'm just trying to see where I can go back and maybe look for some notation. But I think when your bank called, you said on the 27th that you had already.
You're cutting out a lot.
There was static just then, so I tried to do something there with my headset line. Let's see. All right, there is something that's also showing in the system notes, though, that it does show that there was a verification process that was done on May 23rd. There was a certain verification process that the orders went through with your bank or the card company, whoever your financial institution is, confirming or verifying the orders. With these, it's really not a lot that we can do regarding refunds on these because of the initial orders.
Whatever you were saying that happened on the 23rd, that process, no one ever said a word about that, and I've not seen anything about that either.
There is a verification process May 23rd that's stamped by the system at 9:02 a.m. It means that when the orders were done on the web page, there was confirmation or verification from the card issuer or the financial institution regarding the charges were valid or that it was a valid offer. With that particular process.
Because I hadn't filed a dispute yet.
Yeah, because of the process, though, we wouldn't be able to do anything regarding refunds for those.
How would I have known about the verification process?
The
bank basically just verified that I have that much money for them to charge in my account.
Pardon me. Yes, ma'am. We don't even know the financial institution. It just shows certain information that are in the system notes. But it is showing that the representative advised you to call your bank. But at this
and
point...
I did again. I've talked to my bank probably 7 times about this whole situation.
Okay. All right. Well... it does not show any notes in where they spoke to a representative. Also, the bank can do other things to communicate with the company besides calling the call center. But we wouldn't be able to do anything regarding refunds for these at this point.
Okay. What's the main company that you work for? What's their name?
I don't know what you mean by main company, but we're a call
center.
You
said you are a third party.
Right. We are a third party call center. We provide customer service to about 400 online companies, which means we're authorized to provide you with the name of the company that you may have an order or service with.
Yeah,
and the product. But that's the only information that we're authorized to provide.
Yeah. What's the company? That company's name?
What company, ma'am?
that made these products that are on my account?
It's Vital Care. It's the Vital Care Cleanse and the Vital Care Keto Gummies. So Vital Care is the name of the company.
And that's now all one word?
Right, it's all one word. Okay. Your bank would have that information, or the card issuer.
They did not see anything that said Vital Care.
If it's the name that shows on your account, there is what's called, there is what's called a merchant name or an agency name, and they would understand that part that's responsible there for the billing.
They wrote it down for me. It said Amplify Focus Tech something.
Right, that's the merchant name. That's what the charges were billed under. They're responsible for the billing part.
Okay, so where does Vital Care come into that?
That's the name of the products. That's the company, and that's the name of the products. It's Vital Care Cleanse. The only thing that I can do, your bank would probably be able to best explain. I remember going through a fast food restaurant, but when I, well, I'm not real big with everything online, but when I called the number regarding what was billed, it was under a different name. But your bank would be able to best explain a merchant or an agency name there that shows the charges under.
They showed me the same thing that I saw. So what's the phone number for Vital Care?
This call center.
For the actual company, not this third party.
Yes, ma'am. Your bank, if you're wanting an additional number, you can reach out to your bank.
They gave me this number because that's what it showed on the description of the charge.
Right. And for the charge on your statement, it's supposed to show the call center. We're the ones who assist over the phone. If you're trying to get a number for the corporate office, we don't have a number to the corporate office. You will have to reach back out to your bank. As far as I know, on their website, and as far as what would be probably for ordering the products, our call center number, we're 24/7, would be the number that's provided.
Okay, I have about 4 or 5 numbers here. I'll just keep calling then.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
I'm not getting any help here.
We can't provide corporate numbers that we don't have. We communicate with the corporate office electronically.
Well, I didn't ask for a corporate number. I just wanted the place that fulfills the orders or that accepts orders.
Well, fulfillment, which is the warehouse, doesn't have a number up for customers to call in.
The company has to have.
The corporate office.
Some
we don't,
contact number.
We don't have a number, ma'am, for corporate office. That's okay. The number I think that you're wanting.
I don't know, but I will keep calling the other numbers that I have.
Yes, ma'am.